Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Lord, y'all forgive me. I had my phone on mute the whole while. Lord, have mercy. I am so sorry. I was just going in. But I can go back and recap everything. Lord, have mercy. I'm just going to paraphrase all this. It said, who do you trust? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Hold on. Lord, forgive me. I had my phone on mute the whole while. I'm just sitting here talking. Lord, forgive me. But at least I still got 30 more minutes. I could do all that again. But again, the topic is, who do you trust? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he should direct your path. I got subtopics for this. Do you trust me? Understand me? Acknowledge me? Follow me? Trust is a noun, is a firm belief in the reliability, truth or strength of someone or something. Trust can be used as a verb. Believed in reliability, truth, or strength. And then he's talking about the heart. Then is a noun. It's the central or innermost part of something. The verb, like very much or love. The word lean. is a verb, be in or move into a sloping position. These words I'm giving to you is what I highlighted in those verses. And to the ones who just came back on, please forgive me. I had my phone on mute and didn't realize I just was going. I was feeling, I was just rolling. And all of a sudden, I realized that my phone was on mute. So, forgive me. You know, that was my fault. I apologize. Please forgive me. Understanding can be used as a noun, the ability to understand something or comprehend it. Understanding uses an adjective, aware of other people's feelings, tolerant or forgiving. It could be used as a verb, accept or admit the existence or truth or a body or opinion recognizing the fact or importance of quality of. The word direct is an adjective that's extending or moving from one place to another by the shortest way without changing directions or stopping. It can be used as an adverb with no one or nothing in between. It can be used as a verb, control the operation of, manage or govern. Man, y'all just don't know. I am so sorry that I had my phone on mute. But we have to trust in God. It says in Proverbs 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. Like I told you, the heart is the central or innermost part of something. It's just like a computer. You got the motherboard. They put all these things onto the motherboard. Now, these days, they got everything on the motherboard. So if the motherboard breaks down, then you got to take the whole motherboard out. It's not like back in the day that something went wrong. You can just take this little part off and replace it and keep it moving. But now they put everything on the motherboard as a computer. It's just like I said earlier. We have two eyes, two ears, and we have two kidneys. We have two hands, two feet, two arms, two legs. And we have to understand if something goes wrong with those two, out of those two, we can still keep it moving. But the heart, it says, is the central or innermost part of something. So we know our heart makes everything else go. Like I said, you can lose, your kidney can go bad, but you still got one. You can get your hand broke or amputated, your hand, your feet, your leg, your arm, but you still got another. But when it comes to your heart, you don't have but one. And we know he said we have to trust in him with all our heart. Don't and lean not to thy own understanding. You know, we can get big-headed sometimes, think we know everything. You know, but people don't understand, you go out there in this world and on the streets, that don't care. They gonna look at you and laugh. Really, you come out here thinking you big and bad. That can hurt. You got it, you can't. Then it says in 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he should direct your path. He's already telling you, no matter what the situation is, no matter what you're going through, if you acknowledge him in everything, he's going to direct your path. He's showing you which way to go. Again, but he gives you the choice if you want to go that way. He's giving you that choice. But if you choose not to let him into your life, then hey, that's on you. But like you said, you can't serve two masters. Either you're going to be with God or you're going to be with the devil. Take your choice. The devil can paint a pretty picture and make you think it's him, but it's not God. It's the devil. He know the word from the beginning to the end. He sat right there on the right hand. He was a minister of music. He knows. So like I was looking at today, people just fail to realize that The music is how he get people these days. The music. That's another whole other topic. We'll get in that some other time. But the thing is, like he's saying, who do you trust? He asking, who do you trust? Do you trust me? You say you do, but then he can sit here and he'll test, okay, you say you trust me, I'm going to let this happen and see what's going to go down. But then we try to fix it ourselves. No, why are you going to stick your hand back in the cookie jar for? Knowing that you can't fix it because you did everything you can and what happened? You ran into a brick wall or you took that exit before it was time, you stuck in a traffic jam. But if you would let him have total control of your life, this is what will happen. He will take you where you need to go. Yeah, you're going to have your ups and downs. You're going to go through stuff. Not saying it's going to be easy. But then if you look at it at the end of the day, man, Lord, thank you. Put him first. He already said and see in all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he should direct your path. That's what he said. Don't get mad at me. I was telling what the word said. You go back and read it for yourself. He said, do you trust me? Another one must understand. He asked me, do you understand what I'm saying to you? If you let me in, I can, like they used to tell me, I can show you better than I can tell you. But he also tell you what he'll do, but then he'll also show you what he'll do. But again, that's your choice. If you want to keep living the lifestyle that you live in, you want to keep going through the things that you're going through, then that's your choice. I'm not here to break your spine or your back or nothing. That's the choice you made. All I can do is what God called me to do. If he tells me to encourage you or give you a word, that's up to you to take it or receive it. That's up to you. If you want to let it go in one ear and out the other, I can't get mad with you because I did my part. I've done my part. So that's on you. Then he's saying, acknowledge me. He wants us to acknowledge him in everything we do. When we draw, when we write our papers for school, he wants us now when we're ready to eat dinner. He wants us to acknowledge him when we leave the house. In everything, in your finances, in your relationship, he wants you to acknowledge him in everything. But why it's so hard for us to do it, but then we can acknowledge everything. Oh, we can acknowledge we saw a good movie. We can acknowledge that we saw a good game. Oh, we can acknowledge we seen this fine woman. We can acknowledge we seen this handsome man. But when it comes to him, we don't want to acknowledge him. But how did you wake up in the morning? How did you wake up? Who woke you up? I'm just saying, who do you trust? Then he says, follow me. He already tell you, follow him. He ain't going to lead you no wrong direction. He's going to take you where he needs to take you. He's going to show you how to get there. And he's going to let you know that he got your back the whole entire way. But if you choose not to, again, that's your choice. If you want to keep living that same old crazy life, that same old standing, that same old mess, hey, that's on you. I ain't mad with you. Because that's what you chose to do. My thing is, if you get sick or tired of being sick or tired, why keep staying in the same mess for? Because eventually he's going to look at you, you still doing the same old thing. It's just like when we leave a hometown or we done graduated from school and we go back home to visit the same people we grew up with, still doing the same old stuff, standing on the corner, doing nothing. Because they done got it in their mindset that, hey, this is all they know. No, we can't think like that. Because, see, if you believe in God and you trust him, then you ain't got to stay there. You choose to stay there. Did nobody put no gun in your head and tell you, man, this is where I need you to stay the rest of your life, right here on the corner. Ain't nobody put no gun in your head. That's your choosing. That's your choice. He already said, and if you really pay attention to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, the Bible said, do you trust me, understand me, acknowledge me, and follow me? Again, he's undefeated. Never lost a battle, never will. He don't lie. His word never lies. Never come out void. But at the end of the day, that's your decision. That's your choice. We can't make you do it. We can ask. But at the end of the day, that's your choice. That's what you want to do. Hey, so be it. But when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, you're going to realize, wow, this ain't working. Like I said, warning comes before destruction. It might not get you today. It might not get you tomorrow. But when you least expect it, it can happen. He'll put you in a situation where you can't call on nobody but him. Like I said, who do you trust? Who do you trust? The number to call in is 563-999-3771. Press 1, and I will call out your last four numbers, Facebook, Twitter, if you want to call in and talk about what we've been discussing. Who do you trust? The number is 563-999-3771. Again, who do you trust? Press 1, and I'll call out your last four numbers. Again, I apologize. I had my phone on mute because I was trying to do a lot of stuff, and it just slipped my mind. Not meant to do that at all, but it's all good. I still went back and refreshed everything that I said. So, again, if you have anything to say, press 1. I'll call out the last four numbers. It's who do you trust? Who do you trust? Who do you trust? If y'all, that's my son crying in the background, Lord. But again, he just woke up. But who do you trust? Who do you trust? Really? I mean, look in the mirror or you, wherever you at, driving, whatever you doing. Just ask who. Who do you trust? Who do you trust? Because them same people that's sitting right there in front of your face, they can stab you in your back right there in your face. They'll walk away from you, leave you high and dry. But God won't. We always leave him. He don't never leave us. We leave him. And you know what? When we leave him, when we come back, his arms is already open. Because he know everything. He know when we coming back. That's why he give us a choice. If you want to go out there and do what you do and want to see stuff and thinking you're grown, forgive that. That's my baby boy. I'm about sins. I got to make sure my baby boy is all right. But the thing is, it's who do you trust? Who do you trust? Who do you trust? That's not a hard question. So if you really look at it, who do you trust? Because you know what? Like I said, the devil can paint a pretty picture for you. He know the Bible. He know the scriptures from front to back. Side to side, top to bottom. He know it. He know it. He use everything he can to get you to get your mind off God. People don't want to believe it, but it's real. It's true. That's why he gave that to me again. Who do you trust? Because there's a lot of people need. That's why he won't ever. He asking us, who do you trust? Because again, I was like, okay, I did this two times before. Okay, why you can't do it a third time? Because right about now, I need to know, who do you trust? You going to trust me or you going to trust them? Because no matter who show up or call in, I still need for you. I'm asking you, do you trust? Who do you trust? Do you trust me? Because regardless, it's a, who do you trust? I said, okay, Lord, that's what I do. Because I trust it. Because no matter what the situation is, if they show up, if they don't, I still have to do what I have to do. I'm going to do my show if it's just me. If it's just me, fine, I keep it moving. You know? I'm just going to do what he said. Do I need for you to trust me? Yeah, do you trust me? I said, yeah. You understand me? Yes. Can I get you to acknowledge me? I sure will. Will you follow me? Yes. Don't talk the question not for you. It's for me as well. He asked me, do you trust me? Yes, sir, I trust you. Do you understand me? Yes, Lord, I understand you. Acknowledge me, I sure will. And would you follow? Man, I'm going to follow you all the way to the pearly gates. Ain't no shame in my game. If you have anything to say about the topic, who do you trust? Again, the subtopics, do you trust me? Understand me? Acknowledge me? Follow me. Press 1. I'll call out the last 4 numbers. If you on Facebook, all the other social medias, and you don't know the number is 563-999-3771. Press 1, and I will call out your last 4 numbers. Again, who do you trust? Don't get mad at me. I'm just a messenger. If you got a problem, I done stepped on your toes, or your flesh is cringing, that's not me. That's the Holy Spirit convicting you. I'm just doing what he asked me to do. This is what he asked. Who do you trust? So if you don't trust me, hey, that's fine. At the end of the day, that's your decision. If you don't believe in it, hey, fine. But I can tell you one thing. You keep doing what you're doing, then you're going to get the same old results. You're going to be like that crash dummy, like they trying to test them cars and see how long can they withstand the speed crashing into the wall. That's the way your life's going to be, crashing into a wall. Hit that button, pull it back. Oh, hit that button again, it take off, hitting that same old wall. But at the end of the day, that's your decision. That's your choice. You know, I can't make it. I can't beg it. Because maybe for me, it's just for me to till the soil. Somebody come behind me and plant the seed. And somebody come behind that person, water it. Then when it come back, there's Jesus standing right there with his arms wide open. Come on home. Come with me. So like I said, I've made some bad decisions, and not just affecting me, it affected a lot of people around me. But when I got to that point, I'm like, oh, man, this ain't fun no more. This ain't it. I keep going through the same stuff over and over. And then when I told the Lord yes and I put my hand on the plow, there's no turning back. When you give your life to Christ, yeah, it ain't easy. You're going to have some hard times. You're going to have some rough days and some good days. Just like my boy Rodney preached when he came up to North Carolina, talking about a test. We're being tested every single day. Believe me, God tests you, and the devil testing you too. If we don't believe it, read the book of Job. God let the devil test him, just don't kill him. He took everything he had. But Job did not lose his faith in God. Took every single thing. Everything he had. He lost it all the way to his wife, his kids, his money, his farm, everything. I'm telling you right now, you don't want to be in a situation when God have you somewhere where you can't call on nobody but him. I've been there. You don't want that. I'm speaking from experience. You don't want that. But if you choose to do that, then hey, I pray that you realize, wait a minute, I can't keep going on like this with my life. I won't doubt him. Because eventually you're going to have to answer to somebody. I don't care who you is, how old you are. You're going to have to answer to somebody at the end of the day when this life is over. You still going to have to answer to the Lord himself. Again, if you have any comments, please talk to me. 563-999-3771. Press 1 or call your last 4 numbers. If you called in, just hit 1. Let's talk. Again, I apologize. From the bottom of my heart, I had my phone on mute, but you know what? I still gave you what God told me to give. Okay, we got a call of 6048. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Good evening. I just want to say no need to apologize, but thank you so much for this word. It's for Who Do You Trust? It is a much-needed word because we are going through so much in this day and time, and there's so much going on in the world with killing, and things are getting hard, and people are, you know, wondering who can they trust, and they're looking at where is God in all of this. And with everything that's going on, you know, it's causing some people to doubt. But you are so right about who do you trust? You know, and a lot of people have that hard question. Okay, if we're to trust God, why is he allowing all of this to happen? And I just want to say God allows things to happen so that we can grow. He allows things to happen so that we can get healing and deliverance. And he also allows things to grow so that we can learn the lessons that we're supposed to learn, because if we don't learn it, then we're going to repeat those lessons. But I just want to say thank you for that. Who do you trust? And just know I'm standing on the Lord's side and trusting in the Lord's side to do everything that he said he's going to do, because his promises to us are yes and amen. And I believe that God is going to answer every promise that he has. That he has promised to us, but we do have to walk in obedience unto that. And I just want to say thank you for this word.
Thank you so much, lady. That's my little sister, Minister Monisha. Again, I introduced her last week, and she's a true woman of God. She's an author. She's a loving mother. She's a caretaker, and she's just as sweet as she want to be. But the main thing, she's going to stand on the word. You can push on her all you want to. She's not going to leave that word alone. And I thank her because this is her first. Last Sunday was her first time. So she's a new member of the barbershop. And we honor her and we thank her for hanging out with us. And again, who do you trust? You know, don't believe me. You got to read the word for yourself. I'm going to be honest. I start to read more now because we don't know. So far, every time I turn around, I'm reading. God put things in me about reading about false prophets and teachers. And like Mo said, the way things are going on these days, who do you trust? Because I was looking at some stuff today, this so-called pastor, he had took millions and millions of dollars from people. He had two BMWs, two Mercedes-Benz, a Maserati, a mansion, and he telling people that the Lord told them to sow $250 or how much for miracles. And the word, I ain't know, please, if you know the word from the back, from the front to the back, where does it say we get paid for preaching the gospel? Oops, I heard the mic drop. Somebody's toes got stepped on, but it is true. Jesus didn't get paid for spreading the gospel. Jesus didn't get paid for preaching. Jesus didn't get paid for healing. Like I told you, this word says, who do you trust? Again, who do you trust? You ain't gotta believe me. If you ain't got no Bible at home, you got one on your phone. Go and read it. Read it for yourself. Cause like I'm trying to tell you, like me and my sister Mo was talking a couple of weeks ago, this is the season of exposure. If you don't believe it, look at all these pastors and stuff getting exposed. Mega churches, small churches. If you don't believe me, look, it's right there in your face. Forgive me, but just like that, the bishop that got robbed in church, come on. What he say? Well, God's not in confusion. God is not in there. That's all confusion. To me, this is just my opinion. If somebody come up in the church and do some stuff, God is not in it. You call it what you want. You can get mad at me. I don't care. But the truth be told, if God is truly in the place of worship, the place, I call it the place of worship, if God is truly in there, folks won't run up in the church and do what they do. Things won't happen in the church that happens out there in the world. You can call it what you want. You can be mad at me all you want to. I dropped the mic on it. But we'll talk about that. It is what it is. Again, this is your boy Deacon Trance Olam. Again, I apologize for having my phone on mute. But it's all good. I still gave the word. Who do you trust? Proverbs 3:5-6. Go back and read it at your leisure time. Subtopics, do you trust me? Understand me? Acknowledge me? Fuck with me. That's what he's saying. He's telling us to trust him. He's telling us to understand him. He's telling us to acknowledge him. And then he said, follow me. If we do all that right there, you can't go wrong. But at the end of the day, it's your choice. If you choose to go elsewhere and do what you want to do, like the word said, you can't serve two masters. Either you're going to roll with Jesus or you're going to stay in that mess with Satan and the rest of his people. I'm just keeping it real. This is your boy, Deacon Chance Oro. Thank you for coming. We love y'all. Come back next Sunday. Oh, we're going to really get down next Sunday. But we're going to still be talking about who do you trust. So it's going to be a lot of stuff. Again, who do you trust? That's what God is saying. Out of all this stuff that's going on these days right now, who do you trust? Just know there's warning before destruction. There's warning before destruction. I'm going to read, where is this scripture? I'm going to read one more time. To trust anything or anyone other than the Lord results in a disaster. I got that out of my study Bible. That's where it broke down Proverbs 5:5. To trust anything or anyone other than the Lord results in disaster. Warning comes before destruction. Warning comes before destruction. He can send anybody or anything to get your attention and give you a warning. Hey, don't do that. Don't do that. Believe me, he has done it to me. He has
told my wife, don't do it. And we didn't do it. If we would have done it, it would have been a mess. Folks at church got COVID. Because we decided, oh, no, we got to, don't y'all go there. I don't need y'all to go there. Just step back. Things are happening. And that's why he's trying to get our attention. Who do you trust? That's what he's asking us. Who do we trust? Who do we trust? It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding, not what we think. Then he says, 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him. And he should direct our paths. Thy path. I mean, he would direct your path. He already tell you. So we learn the word, trust me, understand me, acknowledge me, follow me. And I will take you where you need to go. But believe me, it's going to be some tests and trials. This walk with Christ ain't easy. But at the end of the day, it's worth it. Because ever since I told him, gave him my yes, and I meant it from the bottom of my heart, believe me, my family has been attacked. But you know what? I'm going to still keep pushing. Because this word was for me, too. Who do you trust? Who do you trust? Do you trust me? You understand what I'm telling you? Can I get you to acknowledge me? Then when it's all said and done, when I ask you to come with me, would you follow me? Yes, to all those questions. I do. I gave him my yes. Do I regret saying yes? No. Because I meant when I told him yes. Again, this is a season for exposure. He's asking us, who do we trust? At the end of the day, it's your decision. But all I can say to you, don't make the wrong decision. Because if you don't trust him, the result's going to end in disaster. Warning comes for destruction. Again, this is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom. Thank you for hanging out with us today on the Hottest Block Talk Radio Show. Again, check us out next Sunday at 7 p.m. I will put what we're going to do. I don't know, whatever the Lord lead me to do, whatever he lead me to talk about, but just know the Holy Spirit will be present. So again, I invite you guys to come back next Sunday at 7 p.m. Let's do this all over again. And next Sunday, I won't have my phone on mute. I'll make sure that again, this is the Hottest Live Talk Radio Show. This is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom. Y'all have a blessed week, Lord. Take care, everyone, under the sound of my voice, the ones who came here on live. Take care of the ones that's all over the place, the ones that listen to it on Facebook, Twitter, all on social media, God. Show yourself in their life, Lord. Touch them. Open your arms up for them, Lord. There's someone crying out for you right now. Holy Spirit, thank you for showing yourself today. Who do you trust? Who do you trust? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Y'all have a blessed night. Enjoy your week. Don't forget to come back and hang out with us next Sunday. Invite some of your family and friends. Let's take this thing to a whole nother level because, you know, right now a lot of people afraid to go to church. A lot of people don't know what they're getting themselves into. But like I said, we keep it here real. We talk about the word. We talk about life issues. Again, this is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom, the Hottest Block Talk Radio Show at Barbershop. Y'all take care. Be blessed. See you next Sunday, the Lord's with. Thank you. Good night. Be blessed.